The Polish Center of Wisconsin Community Events, 43% of respondents felt it was important, 37% neutral, and 20% unimportant. And when we look at the responses that were most prevalent in with importance, 53% felt the food truck event at The Rock was important, 42% felt the music festivals at The Rock are important, and 50% feel the sports events at The Rock and Ballpark Commons are important.
Sure, so the next thing that we looked at was recreation in Franklin. How important are the following recreation opportunities within the city? 50% of people said that baseball and softball were important to them. 70% of people said biking on the trails was important. Only 12% of people rated those unimportant. 50% of people said that cross-country skiing and snowshoeing on trails was important to them. And then 56% of people said that downhill skiing and sledding was important, while 21% were neutral and only 23% said unimportant. 55% of residents said that golf was important to them within the city of Franklin. And then an overwhelmingly high amount of people, 83%, voted the hiking, walking, and running on trails as important to them. And only 10% were neutral, and only 7% of people said that they were unimportant. 38% of people said ice skating and hockey was important, so split between important, neutral, and unimportant was pretty even. 41% of people were neutral about kite flying, while 32% said it was unimportant. And 41% of people rated pickleball as unimportant to them. 71% of people said that picnicking in parks was important. And then 65% of people said playing at Kayla's Playground at Franklin Woods was important to them, while 69% of people said playing on playgrounds in parks was important to their community. 38% of people said rollerblading on paved trails was unimportant, while 33% were neutral and 29% said important. So pretty evenly split again there.
But the 29% was pretty surprising. There's a lot of rollerblading.
So 42% of people said soccer was important to them, while 30% of people were neutral. And then 39% said that tennis was important. So looking at an overview of recreation opportunities in Franklin, of most prevalent importance, 83% again said hiking, walking, and running on trails, 71% said picnicking in parks, 70% of people said biking on trails, 69% of people said playing on playgrounds in parks, and 50% said baseball and softball.
Those are very high responses when you get over 8 out of 10 people in a community agreeing that an attribute is very important to them. Well, eight out of 10 surveyed. It's like any election, though. I mean, it's going to play out. It's going to be an important aspect. So what residents hear non-residents say? So those 318 people that responded to the survey said, where's Franklin? What's in Franklin? You guys are so lucky to have a place like this in your community. And that was usually in reference to The Rock. Out. again, those 318 people felt that the top attractions were 59% the Rock Sports Complex, 53% Whitnall Park, and 36% Franklin High School Athletics. Some of the opinions that people had as to why people don't visit Franklin, they said there's a perception of nothing to do. There's nothing much to do here other than the activities at the Rock or Whitnall Park. The utter lack of dining and entertainment options. There really isn't a reason to visit unless it is related to a sporting event. Not enough entertainment or restaurant-type business. There's no destination here. No downtown area where you can walk and shop. Other than special events, there's not much else. We need more of a city center. We need some good restaurants and bars and shops like Greendale and Village. So that aspect of not having a city center or downtown was often a response. When asked, would you like the city of Franklin to attract even more visitors than it currently does, a high response rate of 73% said yes. And then suggestions, their suggestions for attracting visitors included create gathering destinations, build some coffee shops and sandwich shops near these recreation areas, which could attract families, youth, and stay-at-home moms to gather in a central place and create a sense of community. Get new restaurants and shops to make it a destination. Create areas to gather. The Rock, Civic Fest, and St. Martin's Fair all bring a lot of visitors because they give people a place to gather and relax. More festivals and gatherings for families on weekends, like once a month. Innovative festivals, fewer carnies, more food, more and wider variety of events, activities, and entertainment for adults and families. Other suggestions for attracting visitors centered around accentuating what's unique. Heavier focus on things that may make Franklin unique, such as the Ballpark Commons Project. Accentuate the Rock Complex. It's unique in the metro area. Promote the natural areas like Whitnall Park, the Oakley Trail, and some of the city's parks. More unique dining options. So a lot of the suggestions centered around create a town center. Make a downtown area, 76th and Rawson, and update the area as far as the look of businesses. Add extra decorative lighting, flags, etc. Create a downtown or center of the city. Encourage businesses to come to Franklin. Create a welcoming atmosphere. Franklin isolates itself, which creates an air of bitterness, hostility to outsiders. It's reflected by its citizens and also by city government. Create a central square or downtown area, a place full of life. Create a city downtown with attractions within walking distance to bring the community together. Follow what other communities are doing. Develop a common area with retail, restaurants, housing, where you can host a farmer's market that has other entities to offer. There needs to be some serious growth where people can spend their money in Franklin. Create a town center with shops, boutiques, restaurants. And then getting the word out was also something that the folks suggested. More PR, signs, newspapers, TV, radio. Welcome signs with announcements. More publicity about the city, marketing our city, better advertising of events and places and things to do. Then again, there was that wide spectrum of opinions on economic development. Build something, anything. Make it easy and enjoyable for businesses to come to Franklin. I've lived here for almost 15 years and not much has changed. Any development that is not a senior assisted care facility, we need businesses for tax relief. On the other side of the coin, people said, why do we need to attract business? Can't Franklin lay low? Another comment was the funding of private developments that only helped the developer. And then a city council and mayor that is not forward-thinking and makes it difficult for developers to begin projects. So all across the board.
Overall, looking at economic development and the biggest challenges, we asked people among these issues, what do you feel are the top three biggest challenges that the city of Franklin currently faces? 80% of people said their challenge is in attracting restaurants, 59% said attract retail stores, and 42% said attracting entertainment businesses. When asked what to add, what are the top three things that you would like to see added to the city of Franklin? 62% of people said fine dining restaurants, 48% said entertainment and nightlife, 46% said boutique retail stores. When asked to tell us the top five types of businesses that you would like to see added to the city of Franklin, 72% of respondents said independent fine restaurants. About 50% of people said coffee houses, 48% said boutique retail, 28% said chain restaurants, and 24% said wine bars. When looking at specific types of restaurants and stores they would like to see added to the city, for desired restaurants, residents have diverse dining tastes, from Dunkin' Donuts to Blaze Pizza to supper clubs to nice French restaurants. Then for desired stores, a lot of people said Trader Joe's, it was overwhelmingly mentioned, and Costco was also mentioned frequently. So going forward, looking at public services, we asked people to rate how well these attributes describe the city of Franklin. Good environmental quality, clean air, and water. 78% people said that describes Franklin, 6% were neutral, and 16% said it doesn't describe Franklin. 47% of people said good local government services describes Franklin, while only 26% said it does not. And then 76% of people said good overall quality of life describes the city of Franklin. Only 12% people said it did not. 64% said that good public transportation does not describe the city of Franklin, while 8% said it did and 8% were neutral. And then 43%, a little under half, said that good roads describes the city of Franklin, 22% were neutral, and 35% of people said that good roads does not describe Franklin. 81% of people said that good schools describe Franklin, while only 10% said that they did not. And 80% of people said that safe public spaces describes the city of Franklin. So looking at the universal points of agreement again, 81% of people said good schools, 80% of people said safe public spaces, 78% said good environmental quality, and 76% said good overall quality of life. And then going forward with city government, we asked people to rate their agreement as to how well the following statements describe Franklin's city governance. 58% of people disagreed that Franklin city leaders clearly articulate a sense of direction and a vision for the city, while 24% neither agreed or disagreed. 50% of people disagreed that the city of Franklin works in partnership with other local communities to reach shared goals, while 35% of people neither agreed or disagreed, and only 15% agreed. 65% of people disagreed that the city of Franklin leaders think in new ways and do things differently to deliver the best outcomes for the community, while 24% neither agreed or disagreed. A little over half, 56% of people disagreed that the city of Franklin communicates well to keep residents informed about the city's priorities and trade-offs and the benefits and costs of city leaders' decisions. 56% of people disagreed that the city of Franklin encourages the exchange of ideas between residents and city officials, while 18% agreed. And then 47% of people agreed that the city of Franklin is environmentally responsible, while only 18% disagreed. 47% of people, a little under half, disagreed that the city of Franklin uses land wisely, while 30% neither agreed or disagreed. And then 51% of people agreed that Franklin city workers exhibit a high mission of service to the community, while 29% neither agreed or disagreed, and only 20% of people disagreed. We have a pretty split response here on 32% agree, 33 people neither agree or disagree, and 35% of people disagreed that the city of Franklin accommodates all citizens, offering opportunities for young and old, people of low incomes, and people with disabilities. 65% of people disagreed that the city of Franklin is being suitably aggressive in recruiting businesses to the city, while only 10% agreed. So then going over city governance in general, the most universal points of agreement, going over, 65% of people said the city of Franklin is not being suitably aggressive in recruiting businesses. 65% of leaders do not think a new 65% of people said that city Franklin leaders do not think in new ways and do not do things differently to deliver the best outcomes. 56% of people said the city of Franklin does not encourage the exchange of ideas between residents and city officials. And 56% of people said the city of Franklin does not communicate well to keep residents informed about priorities and trade-offs and benefits and costs of a city leader's decisions. And a little over 50% of people said that Franklin city workers do exhibit a high mission of service to the community. So looking at communication, we asked where residents get their city news. How do they keep up to date with what's happening in the city? 57% of people said they get their news from the Franklin City newsletter. A little over half get it from Facebook groups. 40% said the City of Franklin website. And then 26% said Facebook newsfeed. About 20% word of mouth. 18% Mayor Olson's Facebook. And 2% said the Alderman's Facebook.
So the following pages are our take on what we've learned from the surveys, and also mixed in there is what we learned from you folks and people in the tourism and economic development commissions and in talking with them. So this is our take, standing back and trying to find some of those high points. So who we are. We say Franklin is the safe, quiet, rural suburb of Milwaukee in which residents enjoy a special quality of life. We are a community that wants to develop in ways that further enhances quality of life for the benefit of all residents, businesses, and visitors. Our core values, we are a community bound by a strong family orientation and friendships with neighbors. Franklin residents have a strong work ethic, are proudly patriotic, value education through good public schools, appreciate nature and green space, and want a safe, clean, quiet country living environment. Franklin residents are friendly and welcoming. Everyone in our community is at a different phase in their lives, but for the most part, we commonly share these values. It's why we choose to live in Franklin. What we are passionate about. Franklin is a community of people who have a passionate concern for the well-being of their family, which extends to our neighbors. The people who participate in our local government are passionately committed to making Franklin an even better place to live, work, play, Franklin's civic leaders passionately strive to be good stewards of the community for all residents and for nature, for now and into the future. What we're proud of. Franklin is a community of people who are proud of our families, especially our kids, and are proud of our properties and our neighborhoods, which are clean, safe, and spacious. Franklin's residents are also particular, also take particular pride in the high quality of our public schools and the success of our athletic teams. What Franklin has to offer residents. Franklin offers residents a clean, quiet, and safe country living environment that is a great place to raise a family. Franklin has open spaces and a family-friendly small-town feel, yet it is nestled adjacent to the amenities of more heavily developed neighboring suburbs in Milwaukee. In detail, some of those things that Franklin has to offer its residents. Franklin has full-time police and firefighters who are also paramedics, and responsive medical facilities that ensure safety and health. Franklin has excellent schools that produce well-educated students and successful athletes that make us proud. Franklin has an outstanding public library, and the Sabre Center for the Performing Arts provides a modern event venue for the Franklin Public Schools and the community. Franklin also has 24 group assisted living and retirement homes that answer people's physical and mental needs at challenging stages of their lives. Franklin has abundant parkland, recreation facilities, and trails, as well as access to the river for residents to enjoy outdoor and indoor recreation. The Rock Sports Complex at Ballpark Commons is the main gathering place in our community, providing an array of food, drink, and activities for adults, kids, and family outings. The city of Franklin brings people together at the 4th of July Civic Celebration and Parade, St. Martin's Fair, Arbor Day Celebration, and summer concerts in Lions Legend Park. Residents also gather at various heritage and special events, as well as at the Southwestern Suburban Symphony's regular schedule of musical entertainment and an array of other events held at the Milwaukee County Sports Complex. Ballpark Commons will bring routine field, an indoor sports complex, restaurants, commercial and retail businesses, residential apartments, and various entertainment and active lifestyle features to Franklin. Routine Field is the home to the Milwaukee Milkmen and UW Panthers baseball teams.